Hi, I'm Gail from Europod. Before enjoying your podcast, allow me to say a few words about Europe Talks Back. In the third season of Europe Talks Back, I want to uncover the topics that matter, or should matter, to all of us. From gender to bodies and sex, digital to migration and urban landscapes, and everything in between. Rather than focusing on macro-level policies, let's zoom in and talk to the brave activists and volunteers with lived experience, who are working directly with marginalized communities to further equity, justice, and liberation for all.
Europod. And so here I was, going out for the second time that week. Before that, I hadn't gone out in the street for months. I mean, there wasn't any reason to, and it's far from being pleasant. The streets are deserted, squalid, with only a few disconnecteds wandering around. I finally reached my destination, what I believe would be Adrian Sampson's home.
Who is this?
Adrian Sampson?
Who's asking?
It wasn't easy to get Adrian to talk to me. I found something which I believe belongs to you.
I'm not interested. Please leave.
Please, just a moment. I have a tape of you from 2022.
A tape? What tape?
I found this recorder in Rue des Tanneurs.
Hold on.
So, show me the recorder.
Here.
How much did you hear?
Not much. Just the first minutes. It turned off afterwards.
Yeah. What were you doing there?
Sorry?
You are hyper-connected if I've ever seen one. And from the latest generation even. So I'm asking you, what were you doing sniffing around there?
Sniffing around?
Rue de Tanneur, where you found the recorder. You a spy for Infinity or what?
He got closer to me. He was shaking. Why was I even here? I remembered what Jin said this morning, and what I frequently heard on the news about disconnected people, that they were violent, dangerous, mad.
Are you a spy or what?
What? No. You know what? Maybe I should go.
No, you're not going anywhere. Before, you have told me what you were doing there.
Nothing, okay? I was sitting on the front stairs, figuring out my way home, because my infinity glasses broke, and I noticed the door was open, and I...
And you just decided to go in like that?
It's not like I forced the door open. There was a stone blocking it. I don't know, at first I just wanted to take a glimpse inside. But listen, if you don't trust me, I'll just go home. I was just hoping to get answers. Plus, if the police are after you, they would already have all they need. Why would they bother sending human staff? Anyway, thanks for your time, I guess.
Oh, come on, let her in.
Sasha, stay out of this. You bring me enough trouble by yourself.
Adrian, it's been years since Infinity used human staff in their operations. Why would they send this kid now?
Hey, kiddo, wait. Come back here. Come in. Quick, but lose your little gadgets. No Infinity, nothing past this door.
You can't be serious. Why?
Hey, you come in or you don't. I don't care. These are my rules.
Okay, then.
Just know that if you screw us over, there are people who'll make you pay.
Don't pay attention to Adrian. He's just a grump. Now, this black stone you found holding the door of our old studio open, it's a sign for disconnected people like us, looking for a shelter, a refuge, or a hideout.
A hideout? From the authorities?
From what you've been told, we're what? Criminals? Bad elements?
No, I mean...
It's partly true. People who get locked up lose permanent access to their Infinity account and can't retrieve it, even after purging their sentence. And that means they can't find a job, or only precarious ones. Can't socialize either. This system creates misery and criminality. And then it points at them to justify its policies. Increasing security, increasing control, facial recognition, CCTVs.
which is also what allowed you to find me so quickly, by the way.
Sorry about that. What about those things you talked about on your recording?
That's a very long story.
That's fine. We don't have any plans.
I have plenty of time.
Disconnected in 2050 is a dystopian podcast series built to warn listeners about the dangers of allowing big tech companies to have too much power.
Do you want to hear more podcasts that get to the bottom of things that stand out in the ambient noise? Join Europod. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our newsletter. Follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Discover our brand new website at www.europod.eu and join us in our fight. Europod. Clear the noise. Start to listen.